This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Southeast Asian heads of government held talks on Saturday with visiting global leaders, including U.S. President Joe Biden, who hailed the launch of a new U.S.-ASEAN pact as a critical step toward tackling the biggest issues of our time. In his first visit to Southeast Asia as president, Biden said the region was at the heart of his administration's Indo-Pacific strategy, and Washington was committing resources, not just rhetoric, under a new comprehensive strategic partnership. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations meeting is taking place in Cambodia. Also, President Biden on Saturday raised concerns with the leader of Cambodia about Chinese activities at its Ream naval base, stressing the importance of full transparency, the White House said. Biden, in a meeting with long-serving Prime Minister Hun Sen, also urged him to release activists held on politically motivated charges and open up political and civic space ahead of elections next year, the White House said in a statement. A few countries have resisted mentioning a global goal of limiting warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius in the official text of the COP27 summit in Egypt. That's what U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry said at the conference on Saturday. Russia on Saturday restated its insistence on unhindered access to world markets for its food and fertilizer exports after what it called a thorough exchange of views with U.N. officials the day before in Geneva. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry did not address the question of whether Moscow is ready to renew the Black Sea Initiative agreed in July that allowed Ukraine to resume grain exports, a deal that expires November 19th. This is VOA News. Jubilant residents welcomed Ukrainian troops arriving in the center of Kherson after Russia abandoned the only regional capital it had captured since its invasion back in February. Today is an historic day. We are getting the south of the country back, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address. An Iranian archer has said she did not notice her hijab falling from her head during an award ceremony in Tehran after a video appeared to show her allowing the headscarf to drop in what was widely assumed to be a show of support for nationwide protests. In a video posted on Instagram, Parmita Ghassemi said she had not noticed the hijab falling due to wind and a lot of stress. 19 people were killed and 6 others were injured when a bus fell into a canal in northern Egypt on Saturday, the health ministry said. The bus was carrying some 35 people when it derailed on a highway and fell into Mansouria Canal, that's in Aga town, according to security sources. The United States will keep in place the public health emergency status of the COVID-19 pandemic, allowing millions of Americans to still receive free tests, vaccines, and treatments, two Biden administration officials said. The possibility of a winter surge in COVID cases and the need for more time to transition out of the public health emergency to a private market were two factors that contributed to the decision not to end the emergency status, one of the officials said. China will keep fine-tuning its steps to control COVID-19 as it tries to minimize infections and serious cases, officials said Saturday, a day after surprise announcements to lessen the impact of a strict zero-COVID policy. The authorities announced the moves, cheered by financial markets, despite a surge in infections to their highest since late April, according to data released on Saturday, with outbreaks in key cities, including Beijing and Guangzhou. Poor access to safe water has exacerbated a cholera outbreak rampaging across Syria's war-battered provinces, where local authorities are struggling to contain the spread with chlorine tablets and vaccines. More than 35,000 suspected cases of cholera have been reported across the country, according to the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.